Hello and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Michael McCloskey, CEO of Bright Pattern. Michael, thanks very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for giving me this opportunity, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm very excited about this conversation today and talk about the evolution of contact center AI with you. But before we get into the meat of this topic, I think the best place to start is by asking you to give us a quick introduction into Bright Pattern and why this is such a big topic for you.
Sure. You know, Bright Pattern was founded in 2010 by a gentleman by the name of Konstantin Kaczynski, and he and I first met each other at Genesys, where I led the IPO there, the original IPO for Genesys. And he worked in development, and of course, you know, I was running the company, different divisions of the company in that. And after that, you know, we worked at a couple of other companies together, and finally he founded this company. And the idea was to build, you know, one of the first cloud contact center companies that was really an omni-channel platform, which is what he did. And the company's done real well. We've had now more than 500 customers in 26 countries. People don't know a lot about us, I think partly because we OEM the product to several large players, you know, in the last several years. And during that time, our product actually made the Magic Quadrant. So the product is actually very, very strong. And now our efforts are really more on getting more direct and channel partners to expand our brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I did actually recently see that Bright Pattern topped the TrustRadius contact center evaluation as well. So I think that's another kind of big award, and that kind of validates almost the work that you're doing in contact centers and with AI. But you know, now getting on to the main topic of and that is obviously contact center AI, I do want to kind of ask you about maybe some of the risks, first of all, that contact centers must really consider before they get into the kind of their implementations plans for operationalizing AI.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's recently an article here in the Bay Area where AI was used in kind of a nefarious way. And what happened was, you know, this family's son went to college, and AI actually replicated his voice, called his mother and said he'd been in an accident and was going to go to jail. And so the AI voice actually replicated it, and she thought that it was actually her son speaking. And then shortly thereafter, she got a phone call saying, send me $15,000 so we can get him out on bail. The husband was, you know, wise enough to kind of call the police department, and nothing actually happened. But that's kind of, you know, one way where AI can be used in sort of a nefarious way. But for companies like us, you know, we have very, very high security. You know, we've got to do a lot of vulnerability testing and things like that. But what we would advise companies to make sure that they've got a, you know, a very, very clean, you know, infrastructure that's hard to penetrate with these kinds of different kinds of tools and cyber attacks and things of that nature. And things that, you know, I think people worry about a lot are kind of phishing techniques where someone appears to be somebody else and gets into the data. So those are the kind of things that, you know, I think companies need to prepare for. But, you know, for companies like us, we do a lot of work to harden our systems to make sure that we don't have those vulnerabilities.
Excellent. Yeah, that's really good to hear. And, you know, of course, we hear a lot about those sort of phishing techniques actually now. The use of neural voice is particularly growing, as the example that you said there. But yeah, talking about now moving on to some of the opportunities that we can maybe expect with AI. Now you've kind of helped to reaffirm our confidence in the Bright Pattern platform. What opportunities are your customers seeing and they're approaching you about? And what maybe are other kind of low-hanging fruit opportunities that they may be missing too?
You know, I think customers really look to people like ourselves and other players in the space to kind of give them advice on how best to use AI. There's a lot of different use cases that can, you know, really bring a lot of help. I mean, there's usage of bots for relatively simple things. But we use AI also just at the front end to do as much self-service as we can. And so, you know, we have examples of insurance companies where, you know, I might call in and want to change my address. I'll say my address, I'll give them the new address, and they'll go update the database. So we use AI to do things like that. But there's a lot of different, you know, possibilities for AI. And when we think about how we deliver that to our customers, we have this, you know, what we call an omni-channel AI-powered contact center CX platform. And we try to mimic the journey that a customer takes with respect to how they're going to, you know, interact with your company. And so the first thing you want to do is use AI to do as much self-service as possible. So whether that's gathering information, whether it's sending them a text, whether it's going to the database and getting some information on how to help them or solve a problem. And then when they get to the contact center, there's a lot of different use cases. You know, if you think about it, we use transcription. And by using transcription, we get a lot of benefits. We can do things like summarize the conversation so they don't have to read the entire conversation or listen to it. We have things like what's called teleprompter functionality, where if you're in a sales environment, you might have a certain script that you want to follow. And as those things are being followed, we sort of check it off and gray it out to let the agent know that they've actually done, you know, the right introduction, the right compliance, the right sales pitch, you know, et cetera. So we have a lot of functionality on things like that. We also can do things like alert supervisors. If it says cancel my order, you know, we can actually alert them at that time to maybe participate, you know, on the call. So there's a lot of different avenues, you know, for AI. We also use, you know, what's called intent analysis. So you might call in, and if you say cancel my order, you sort of want to figure out what are all the reasons customers called to say cancel my order. It might have been, you know, the shipment was late. It might have been the product didn't work. And so if you can get all the analytics around that, you can take corrective action to kind of fix your enterprise. And then the third leg of our product is really quality management. And what we can do is we can score all of the conversations. So we can score your customer satisfaction. We can score your compliance. We can score all the agent behaviors so that we know how to basically, you know, enhance the customer experience in the future. Maybe we do more training. You know, maybe we do more analysis of why they're doing, you know, being treated a certain way. And then finally, we have, you know, workforce management, and we use AI there as well. We have our own algorithms to schedule and forecast and things of that nature. We can also use AI to look at all of the data and try to do a forecast that way as well. But we also use it for things like routing. So if we know that, you know, you as an agent are better at something than I am for a particular problem, instead of just routing normally, you know, maybe we go find that agent because they have the highest customer satisfaction on that particular intent. So, you know, there's a myriad of use cases, and our customers use, you know, many of those use cases that I just mentioned.
Yeah, lots of really good stuff there, and maybe to double down on a few of those. I think the intent analysis is particularly huge in contact centers. I mean, knowing your top demand drivers and then kind of whittling through those, kind of, as you said, maybe you can finding the faults maybe through kind of an analytics based approach, then collaborating with outside departments to try and fix those faults. If that's not possible, then bringing in kind of the virtual agents that you can have on the Bright Pattern platform. And then when that's not possible, kind of reworking those agent workflows and kind of finding best practices through that auto QA of customer and agent interactions and kind of rebuilding those flows. I think that's the basis for often excellent contact center platform. And it's great to see how AI can now much accelerate that process almost. And there's lots of really good stuff there. And I know kind of Bright Pattern has a lot of competitors that kind of offer similar solutions. So maybe it would be good to find out how Bright Pattern really differentiates in its approach to AI too, alongside all those capabilities, and where, and if you could maybe share some of the successes that your customers have had from leveraging the Bright Pattern AI.
Mm-hmm. So I think that one of the things that's a big difference between us and all of our competitors is that everything that we do in our platform is natively architected. So all the technology is built by us. We don't have any OEMs. We don't have any third-party plugins. Most of our competitors have bought, you know, whether it's workforce management or, you know, email companies or what have you, but everything is in our platform. So it's much more of a seamless experience for the agent, but also for the customer. So if you start, you know, on the website, then I chat with you, I might send you an email, I might message you, et cetera, but everything for our agents is in one place. So they can see the entire history of what happened with that particular customer and that client. So it makes the customer experience, I think, far superior. The other thing is, you know, because many of us come out of Genesis, we understand the enterprise pretty well, because Genesis is, you know, very focused there. But one of the things that was a design consideration in our product was to make it very, very simple to use. So it doesn't take a lot of people to run our system. It can be administered, you know, just once in a while because it's so flexible to use. So in terms of operations and maintenance and making changes, our system, you know, scores far, far higher. As you mentioned, G2 Crowd and others, we score, you know, virtually perfectly on those categories. So I think those are a lot of the reasons why people really want, you know, the Bright Pattern solution. And we go, when we do go head to head with our competitors, you know, we do very, very well. And I think that's why it's enabled us to grow and become profitable and EBITDA positive. And we've done this all without any external funding. So the company's built from the ground up. And I think that's significantly different than what we see from our competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really great to hear. And those are quite big differentiators actually as well. I mean, if a lot of it's in-house, you're not kind of relying on other third-party providers kind of for their releases and then basing your innovation kind of plans kind of you can base your innovation plans from further in advance. Sorry, that's a better way of saying it, is as opposed to kind of waiting to see what other companies do next and then kind of acting on that, as a lot of businesses in this space do. But yeah, I think that's maybe a great place to end today's conversation. Learned so much about Bright Pattern and kind of the future of contact center AI. So thanks very much for joining me today, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I appreciate the opportunity. Have a nice day.
Absolutely. And thanks also to everybody for watching. Bye for now.